This is going to be a quick podcast. Black people, what is happening? Like, I think this started from, like, a couple, was that 2 years ago when everybody was jumping on Monique, the comedian Monique, when she was getting all women about stepping outside of their house wearing those bonnets. This is, I don't know if this is an American thing, like, because I live in America, or this is all over. But she was jumping up, you know, she was getting on black women for stepping outside looking any kind of way in the airport. And there were some people who were agreeing with her, and there were people who were just like, who cares? That it hurts me and pains me to see some of the things I see in the black community. Like, I remember looking back at pictures from back in the day, and I would see how we were dressed. Like, I love, one weird thing about me is I love old school pictures. Like, I love seeing pictures from the 40s and the 50s and the 30s and those long time ago pictures when I used to see how we used to look and dress. And just try to envision them how they would be now, like how they would look now in our age, our day and age. But I remember one thing that always sticks out is just how they looked. They were always very well put together. Their hair was laid, dressed really nice, never caught them half stepping. And recently, I'm just seeing the ghetto-fied ghetto-ness that is just running rampant in the black community. I didn't watch the full thing, but I saw little clips here and there of the BET Awards. And wow. Like, the only thing I can say, the only award show I can give credit to that is for black people that where they actually come out and look decent and still uphold the standards is the NAACP Awards or even the Soul Train Awards. But the BET Awards, oh my gosh. From what I saw, this is the worst I've ever seen anyone look on the red carpet of the BET Awards. Like, BET Awards used to be something you wanted to be at. You wanted to look nice at. You wanted to, even if you're not dressing like the Oscars or the Grammys, but you still looked good. What I saw was a whole bunch of just half-naked women. I saw, what you call it, like underwear showing, titties, nipples showing. It was just like everyone looked trashy. And it always blows me when I see people with money that look like crap. Like, it lets me feel like I want to be a stylist. Because I'm like, if this is all it takes to style people and they pay you to do it, people with money, and you can let them walk out the house looking like trash, and someone pays you to make them look like trash, I need to get into this job. I need to get into this field because it's not that much to do. This is very easy money to get. They all look like crap. And then everyone was like trying to be like extra ghetto. Like, it was just weird to me. Like, I saw clips of one of the artists that she was in the audience singing with a stack of money in her hand, and she was barefoot. In the audience, like, you're barefoot at an award show with a stack of money in your hand, like, okay. And then I think Lotto won her award, and she had one shoe on and one shoe off and ran up the stairs, and she was telling her sister to hold her purse because her gun is in it. It's like, you're doing too much. Like, y'all trying to be too hood and too ghetto, and it's coming off as fake and phony. Like, you're trying to put out this persona, and it's like, why is it that in the black community they like to push this persona of hoodness and ghetto-ness and thinking it's acceptable? Where probably in real life, who knows how she really acts? Like, who knows how Lotto really acts in real life? Like, this whole ghetto persona that she puts on, like, it's just too much. And it's like, why is that cool? Why is that a thing? Why is it okay to be ghetto in a public, you know, in a freaking award show that's supposed to be about black excellence, and y'all look like trash? No, not one person looks good, from what I saw at least. Nobody looked decent on that red carpet. People were in the audience acting ghetto. People who went up there to accept their award was looking ghetto. Like, it was just crazy to me. There were some good moments here and there, but man, wow. Like, how far we've fallen. I was watching something yesterday, and someone saying that it was a show on Bravo, and the gentleman that was on it, I think it was Summer House, but this is like the Summer House Martha's Vineyards edition with the black people. And the gentleman on the show said, his mom said something along the lines of, you know, you don't walk out my house looking any kind of way because that's allowing people to treat you any kind of way. Like, pretty much how you look is how you're perceived. And I don't know why people think that's such a crazy thing. Like, that's a crazy notion. They'd be like, oh, you shouldn't judge me. People don't know your insides. People don't know how you think. They don't know if your heart. They don't know you're a good person. The first thing people are going to see when they see you is what they see with their eyes. So if they're looking at someone who's half naked, barefoot, running around, they're going to look at you like, oh, she's cheap. She's trash. And so you're going to get treated that way. So it's like completely asinine for someone to think that someone's going to still treat you like with some level of class when you're walking around acting and looking trashy. Like, come on, please, we gotta do better. We gotta do better. There's nothing wrong with a little good ghetto fun every now and then, but come on, there's a time and place for everything. And y'all, it's like, wow. Like, y'all don't have to be lowbrow ghetto everywhere. Y'all don't have to act ratchet everywhere. Not everything requires it. Like, bring it down a notch. Let's let class be a thing again. Monique was right. Like, you're walking outside, why are you wearing a bonnet? Something that you sleep in your bed for when you're going to take a nap or go to sleep and you're outside in it. That's why they have headscarves. They have hats. They have things to go on your head that doesn't require a silk bonnet. And then walking out of your pajamas. It's like, we gotta do, oof, Lord. And then everyone's like, oh, well, white people do it. I don't care about white people. I'm not white. I'm not any other race. I'm my race. I'm black. And specifically, I'm black Caribbean. So I'm concerned about how my people look. I don't care if somebody is like, you know, your mom used to say, if they jump off a bridge, that means you gonna do it too. So because they want to walk around looking like trailer trash, that means we need to do it too? No. Please. And the crazy thing is they mimic everything we do in the black culture, and then y'all want to push out this part of our culture for people to mimic. It's crazy. I have to go on this rant because this is, woof. We have fallen, okay? We have fallen when it comes to class and decorum and how to behave, because we are very smart, we're very intelligent, and obviously if we made it to these parts of our lives where we can become wealthy and become singers and entertainers and, you know, take yourself out of the situation you were in when you were probably didn't have the money to get to this point, why are you still bringing that mentality and lifestyle with you when you've already made it out? It's like you're bringing the ghetto into somewhere where it's not ghetto anymore. And I know they used to always say ghetto is a mindset, it's not a place, but it's completely 100% true. Because they're out of the ghetto, but they still have the ghetto mindset. And there's people who's in the ghetto and still don't behave like that. They don't have the ghetto mindset even if they're living in the ghetto. They still have some kind of class about themselves. They still, you know, have pride in themselves and how they look even if they're living in the ghetto. But you take people out of the ghetto into somewhere a little bit nicer and they still bring the ghetto with them. Y'all gotta do better. Black people, this is a PSA. Y'all got to do better. Do better, please. That's it.